Annie Dugan is the curator of the Duluth Art Institute and our host every Monday for Where's Art here on Northland Morning. Good morning, Annie. How are you?
Good morning, Chris. I am doing fabulous, and it's another whole week of arts in the Twin Ports again. This Tuesday, December 1st, at the Tweed Museum of Art. It's their Tweevenings. So the first Tuesday of every month, they have someone from the community talk about works for a work in the collection. And this week it'll be Bill Shipley, who's the main educator at the Tweed, and he's going to talk about Leslie Bonecamp. Bill is the foremost expert on Leslie's work. Leslie was a New York artist who worked in paper, fiber arts, really interesting work, and the Tweed has some really special pieces by him. So definitely go and check that out. That is 6:30 to 8 p.m. on Tuesday. December 4th, this Friday, the Red Herring has an opening of a group show. Usually they do solo shows, but this is a three-person show. It's Ryan, I never can pronounce this guy's last name, LeMahieu. You've seen his work if you've played the 2013 Low album. He does watercolor, pen and ink, really interesting abstract and figural work that is incredibly fluid and lovely. So it'll be his work, Chris Monahan, who does monoprints, and Esther Pizchek, who is, she does Zentangle inspired work, which is drawing techniques, patterning techniques. It's caught on quite a bit with the craze for coloring books, adult coloring books. Zentangle is in that wheelhouse. So you'll get to see Esther's work as well. So that's a three-person show at the Red Herring. Red Herring's always fun for art shows because there is a bar attached. And then December 5th, there is all sorts of fabulous bazaars going on. The Duluth Fiber Handcrafters Guild every year has an annual exhibit and store bazaar type event at the Duluth Depot. And it's great. They have fabulous handmade items that are really special. They have ornaments, scarves, hats, mittens. A lot of times they'll have a demo set up so that you can bring kids and have them learn how to do felting. They have treats. It's a fun one to come to. So definitely check out the Duluth Fiber Handcrafters Guild.
Is fiber handcrafts, is that usually just wool and felting, or are there other fibers?
You know, it's a lot. Well? There's knitting, there's weaving, there's dyeing. It's anything related to fiber. Hmm. If it's got fiber, they've got it.
Okay, great.
Yeah, and then at the Nordic Center, there's going to be gingerbread making and showing off. I think of one of my favorite art forms is the diorama, and when you think of gingerbread, that certainly is what it is. There'll be craft making up at the Nordic Center. And then Peace Church has a Get It Local holiday fair that has all sorts of local folks who do crafting throughout the year, and this is the way to support them and to get your holiday shopping done. So definitely check out Peace Church as well. You've got a whole slew of things to go to on Saturday. And then to put on sort of your calendar for things to come, is if you're thinking about holiday gifts, there are quite a few local art-related books out this year. Sarah Brocky at the Duluth Art Institute has an exhibit called Portrait of an Artist, and it's 36 portraits of artists in our community. It's a lovely book about what giving thanks is all about in the arts community. Catherine Meyer is an amazing artist right in our community. She has a special edition book, so if you're sort of looking for something that is a little bit more of a rarity, Catherine Meyer has a book in relationship to the piece that she has at the Minneapolis Institute of Arts right now. Erin Kloss, who does these really fabulous pointillist pieces of birch and our Northland landscapes, has a book out specifically for Christmas. And then Jonathan Thunder and Elizabeth LaPence are this really amazing team, and they have a comic book called Deer Woman, D-E-R, D-E-E-R, as in animal, And it's, I've ordered my copy. I think there's a few left, so definitely get your Dear Woman comic. And then you, I don't know if it's not out yet, and I don't know if it'll be out for Christmas, but Tim White, who is a photographer who moved to Duluth a little, maybe a year and a half ago, has a new book out where he mixes writers from the Northland with his photography work. And it really is just it's a poetic collection. The two blend into each other in really interesting ways. So you can at least put your order in with Tim White. So there's, you get your books as well as your art. It's a 2-for-1 deal when you get art books. So that's a list of art in the Twin Ports this week.
Quite a list. Thanks, Annie, so much for your time today. We appreciate it.
Thanks so much, Chris. Take care.
You too. Annie Dugan is the curator of the Duluth Art Institute and our host for Where's Art? Mondays here on Northland Morning 103.3 KUMD.